Catania is a city you read downwards. Two disasters, the lava of 1669 and the earthquake of 1693, and everything standing today was built on top of both, out of the black stone the volcano supplied. Every stop from here is a stack. What you're looking at is a black basalt elephant standing on a white marble pedestal, carrying an obelisk on its back. The fountain around it was built between 1735 and 1737 by Giovanni Battista Vaccarini, the architect who directed the reconstruction of Catania after the earthquake. The elephant itself is older, possibly Roman, possibly earlier, carved from a single block of lava stone. The 1693 earthquake shattered its rear legs. Vaccarini rebuilt them when he assembled the fountain. The obelisk is Egyptianizing in style, granite, decorated with Egyptian-style figures that don't constitute actual hieroglyphic writing. It may have been one of the two turning posts, the Meti of Catania's ancient Roman circus. The other, more fragmentary, survives in the courtyard of the Ursino Castle. The obelisk is capped by a stack of symbols, a globe, a crown of palm and lily, a tablet for the city's patron saint, and a cross. The elephant is called U Liotru, a corruption of Eliodoro, a legendary 8th century magician, said to have sculpted it and ridden it from Catania to Constantinople. The legend is invention. What isn't invention is the elephant's role as the city's emblem since 1239, and the fact that the square's paving uses it as the pointer for a sundial. From here, you cross the square to the cathedral, a building whose oldest fabric is not what the facade shows,